And the background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM as our theme wraps up right there. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks. Yes, Musicians Come and Play. Our 202nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. Yes, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it is our 202nd edition, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines right now and bring him in. And say good morning to Mr. Henry Stockard. Henry, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Si. We're doing great.
And where are we talking to you, Henry? Where is home for you?
Home for me is Fort Ripley, Minnesota, the rural countryside.
Well,
it's approximately 10 miles south of Brainerd.
Oh, yes. Okay. Kind of God's country, they say, huh?
I'm sure it is. I always thought it was.
And a beautiful morning up there in Fort Ripley?
Oh, it's just great. Calm wind, northwest wind. It's just comfortable.
You bet. Lots of sunshine there, too, as well, huh?
Yes, there is.
Oh, boy. This is what we've been waiting for. Boy, we had kind of a cold spring there.
Had a cold start.
And farmers were waiting to get it going. And, boy, this is some great haymaking weather, I would say, huh?
I think it's really great for growing. Now we're not really short on moisture yet. We can always use rain, but things are on the up and up.
That's for sure. Well, very good. Well, Henry, we want to talk to you about music. And, first of all, tell us what you play and when you got started.
Well, this goes back quite a while.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I do play rhythm guitar and bass guitar. I've never played much, but whenever they needed a bass, I did play bass. So that's basically what it was. I grew up in a small town, Amadon, North Dakota, which is approximately 10 miles east of the North Dakota Badlands.
Okay.
And actually, as far as I can recall, about in 1951, my cousins and I and my neighbors, we started a band, and that's how it all started.
Okay. And a polka band then?
Yes, a polka band, and we always have done just a little bit of the country classic.
Okay.
And back then it wasn't as popular, but now, as we do the jobs or as I help all these people, they like to have some of the country classics and the old two-steps.
You bet. Yeah, the two-steps are very popular nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay. So you recorded with Reinie Yutz. That was, what, a few years back?
Boy, my memory's bad, but anyway, I'm thinking, gee.
Well, I've actually got it right here.
The CD, I should have looked. It may have the time we recorded.
It is. Yep, you recorded on April 4th of 2002 at Hammond Eggs.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
That's what it was. My goodness, time goes.
Yep.
Yes.
And so you were playing guitar, bass, and doing the vocals on that recording, huh?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the other musicians?
Naturally over at John Hammond Egg.
Uh-huh.
And yes, well, prior to that, I'm really sure it was about 1989, Country Pride and Us did a cassette, and that one never did turn out a lot of, the recording electronics then, I guess, were not as great, so
sure.
We really never did release it. It was not great quality.
Okay. And I know you sent me a couple of those cassettes. I haven't had a chance to listen to them yet, but I'm going to dig those out this week. But I do have the recording of you guys with Reinie's concertina band, and Unfortunately, Rainey is no longer with us, huh?
That is correct, Si. And Marcella also passed on, it seems like, 2 years ago already.
Yeah, yeah, I was surprised to hear that. And I had met him on a couple of occasions when I had gone up there to Genola to get CDs, and nice folks. But Rainey had suffered, what, a stroke, I think, back in a few years back?
I'm thinking we never did hear for sure. The family was in St. Cloud. When they got home, they he had passed on.
Okay.
And he also had one leg amputated earlier.
Okay.
Prior to that.
Sure. Okay.
And, yes.
And the drummer on that recording was Don Sayre. Is he still
Don
with us now?
Don Sayre, yes, he was on there. I did played with Don's concertina. Basically, I think we moved from North Dakota in about 62.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I played steady with Don's concertina. And that was also Rainey Yutz and mm-hmm. myself. But we must have played steady for 10 years.
Really?
Then
wow.
I took a break. And after that, I started up with Country Pride after about a year or so.
Okay.
And that was Eddie and Renee Walensky.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hopke and their son Bennett and Marv helped just briefly once in a while.
Okay. Now, you played with other bands, too? Did you sit in, get phone calls in between when you weren't playing with these guys?
Yeah, I guess I... Whenever somebody called and needed help, I guess I always thought, well, I made time to go and help them.
Absolutely.
So, it was other bands also.
Sure.
Way back, well, it was, let's see here. Now I got to think hard, got to think hard. Okay. David Bost, we helped him.
Sure.
Off and on. It was Roman Block, Nergan.
Uh-huh.
Don Sayre, we did kind of play steady. I helped them a lot.
Sure.
And, you know, come to think of it, the very first job Gilly Mouse did when he started playing, he was very young. We had a dance job up towards Brainerd.
Uh-huh.
And Gilly did that first job. That was his first public appearance, and we did a few after that, and he got going, and they put together a wonderful band.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
So you got to play with Gilly, too, then, over the years.
Well, yeah, I'd help him later years.
Sure.
Just once in a while when Joyce would be probably sick it was or had a cold, and
or maybe
yes,
having,
did help him off and
or,
on.
Or maybe she was having a baby because they had five of them, didn't they?
Well, Si, you're probably right.
There you go.
Give that a thought.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, wonderful folks. And there's a lot of musicians that came out of that Piers and northern area.
Yes, boy. Yes. There was like Roman Block, Donnie Sayre,
yep.
Bob Hopke, Joyce Hopke.
Yep.
Oh, come on, there's others. Can't think of it now, my goodness.
Yeah, all but, those Jolly Fishermen yeah. were up in that area there, and... So that was a popular band, and yeah, there's a number of them that came from up that way.
There was. Yeah.
I think Irvy Gertz and Walter
yes,
Tears.
Irvy Gertz, yep.
All those
yep.
guys out of that
Gordy
same area.
Austin and the Gertzes and the
yep. yep.
That's right.
Uh huh. Well, did you get into the ballrooms a lot then those years, or were you in the clubs
yes,
a lot?
The ballrooms, it's naturally everything's changed so much.
Yep.
But we played a lot in the ballrooms, and that was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But we did play a lot of the bars, birthday parties, anniversaries in some of the smaller, well, not name brand ballrooms, but we did a lot of those.
Sure.
Played. Years ago, it seemed like we did Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons.
You bet. You bet. And those were some grand and great times all those years, like
oh,
you say.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, really neat.
Just a little bit of a shame. It seems like everything is fading out a little bit. support for the old time. Well, if not support, the older people pass on.
Sure.
We're not having as much support from the young people.
That's right.
I'm sure, Cy, you've noticed that also.
Oh, yes, you do. The younger, well, and it varies. I mean, you would be surprised how many young people come in to the meat market. We have our music display there, and they're buying music, and they say, you know, Mom and Dad always played this stuff, and all of a sudden they're gone, and boy, you just miss it. And so there's a lot of young folks that are buying it, too, on a regular basis. It's kind of fun to see. But
And anyway, over the years, we played the Brainerd Fair for a number of years, off and on, quite a few years, Piers Oktoberfest. By the way, my neighbor, Kurt Gendro, he... wonderful musician, and he does play a lot of different instruments, but basically now he does, I guess you'd call, the sound system for some of the bigger bands.
Oh, okay.
Is all the equipment.
Sure.
And he grew up around Little Falls. His wife was out of Piers, and I guess I played quite steady now these later years with Marie and the boys, Maria Ullman, Joe Carson.
Oh, yeah, you've been with those guys,
Ross.
Too. Yeah. Well, neat. Well, Henry, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation with you.
Okay. Thank you, Cy.
You bet. So, Cy, with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages where smiling faces and low prices await you. And the brat of the week this week, it's a good one. Yes, it's our smoked cheesy potato brats. The smoked cheesy potato brats, a unique flavor that has you coming back for seconds and thirds. It starts with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, then seasoned with our German-style seasoning and generous amounts of real potatoes and cheddar cheese. It's a great brat for in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, you can come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Men's Lions, a very popular organization. What a great job they always do. Come out and roar just a bit with a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause, and yes, the Lions will be demoing those delicious cheesy potato brats along with the brat sale, an excellent chance for you to do some sampling for free. As always, for more great in-store specials, the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Henry, for being our guest on the program, and I'm sure you've listened to it many times, you know how it works. I myself here with the St. Joe Meat Market in Chasm. I help put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. We get that sent out to you. Hope that you and the family around you and enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful, Cy.
You bet. And is there family around you?
Pardon?
I say, is there family around you?
Quite close. One of the daughters is Bemidji, one son is Fargo, the other son is Brainerd, and the other daughter is the city's Apple Valley, so it's not real far.
Okay. And married, is your wife still with you? Or?
Yes, she is. We're going on 58 and a half years.
Oh, yes.
Next October, we're going to celebrate our 60th.
Well, good for you. And what is her name?
Her name is Leona.
Leona. Very, very good. Very good.
Yes, and she grew up around Piers.
Okay.
And I guess basically I've been retired, oh my goodness, 20 years already.
And where
like
did
that.
You retire from, Henry?
I was, been a farmer all my life. Now I just do the hay and whatnot. But, yes, I was a machinist. By trade, I am a machinist.
Okay.
At Potlatch Paper in Brainerd.
Oh, yeah.
And now I have a machine shop on the farm.
Oh, boy. No grass growing under your feet, then. Still busy.
I really enjoy being busy. Enjoy music the most of anything.
Sure.
But I am going to cut way back. I'm getting a little bit, I hate to say it, just a touch older now.
Oh, yes. Well, you just got to keep on going. Don't let it catch up to you.
That's right.
You bet. Well, Henry, we neglected to ask you how you got started. Did you were you self-taught or did you take lessons or how did you get going?
Well, yes, it definitely goes back to North Dakota where I grew up. Mm-hmm. The cousins, they fooled around with the accordion and drums, and I had a $7 guitar finally found, and we got together in the farm home, and I guess we called it practice for a month or two, and then we went out and started doing a few jobs, and it snowballed from there.
Oh, yeah. There you
always
go.
Always enjoyed helping other bands when they call. It's each band has just a little different style, which is great, and I've always enjoyed it.
You bet. So you didn't really learn music then? You just picked it up by ear then, huh?
Yes. I can't think you could give me $1,000. I couldn't tell you when a note is.
Oh, yeah.
It's all by ear.
Well, it sure sounds good on the recordings, though, so you've been doing very well with whatever there, so that's great. What brand guitar do you play?
I missed that side. What'd you say?
I say, what brand of guitar are you?
I've had different ones. I had the Gibsons, naturally. Uh-huh. I got a Gill that's probably not very popular. It's a collector. Back in 1956, I had a Gresh. Back then, they sold, oh my God, 1956, they sold for about $600, which was a ton of money.
Okay.
Great guitar, and the Gresh, and Yamaha, and Fender, and yes.
Okay. Well, do you have a favorite song that you like to play? I mean, when they call it up, they say, oh boy, that's when I get to sing or something, or what?
Not especially. I've always liked a little bit of variety.
Sure.
Like if I would play polka music waltzes all night.
Uh-huh.
I would enjoy it, but it would get a little boring.
Uh-huh.
This way, if you throw in a two-step country, boy, that's my thing.
Oh, yes.
Well, just keep mixing it.
That's wonderful. How about, I was going to ask you, now I lost my train of thought here just for a moment.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah, it comes and it goes. I'll come back. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. As you think back over your career, any event or dance job or anything like that, or even anything, stand out in your mind as being really special or something you'd want to share with the listeners?
Well, let me see. I hadn't thought of that. Like I said before, I always enjoyed the ballrooms, but let's see. Years ago, we went to Bird Island.
Uh-huh.
That was Ronnie Yutz and Donnie Sayre.
Uh-huh.
And it was some celebration for so many years, and that was just fabulous. I won't quite ever forget that.
Uh-huh.
And naturally, the fair, the Oktoberfest in Piers is always a great, great thing. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Oh, yes. Well, that's wonderful. Well, very good. Well, our time is about run out, Henry, and so we're going to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Okay, Si. God bless you.
Well, very good. So with that, we're going to let you run. You have a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you off the air then, Henry.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And there he goes, Mr. Henry Stockard of Fort Ripley. Yes, our 202nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us now to 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 82, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We'll have music coming up by Rainey's Concertina Band in just a moment.